soon as they came up with ballots, corrupt people who counted them found a way, or corrupt candidates found a way to stuff the ballot boxes. And there was cheating from the get-go. I don't think anybody could ever reach the level of cheating that's going on today, and that is especially because our own leadership in Washington, D.C., the White House especially, wants to make sure that illegal aliens come into the country and they're willing to sacrifice the safety and security of Americans to put illegal aliens on the voter rolls to make sure that the Democrat Party has a monopoly on politics throughout the entire country. And so that's what's so astonishing is back in the day, I just don't think people would have been that debased, low and dishonest, and that much of a traitor to the American people and to our republic.
All right, there you have it, Sheriff. Do you have a quote for us today?
Yes, I do, Sam. The same one I had last time.
I wonder why.
Resist
Because it leads us to our
the
event. That's
temptation.
why.
Resist the temptation, Sam. And
Absolutely.
how broad could that go? Resist the temptation. How broad and beautiful that is. Resist the temptation to accept tyranny. Resist the temptation to accept corruption. Resist tyranny of the IRS. Chris Ann is all about
Resist the
noncompliance.
temptation to lie.
Exactly. And Sam, that's what I like about this show. We do not lie. We expose liars. And you can ask me anything and I will tell you the truth, or I will say, no, that's too private. That's too personal, and I'm not going to go there. But I can't imagine what that could possibly be. But I've done that a couple of times. I think somebody asked me something about my relationship with my wife. Once a reporter asked me that, and I said, "We get along fine. Why do you ask that?" So anyway, but yeah, there's some things that are off limits, but to me, but very, 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 very little, and very, very, very few.
Well, and oftentimes when you say it's off limits, it's just how it's approached more than maybe even the issue, right? All right. My quote. The
Yeah, go
Constitution
ahead.
protects us. The Constitution protects us. And this is straight from your Supreme Court case, but I've now made it the title of top CSPO event coming up. The Constitution protects us. And I'll tell you, I'm going to give you a little summary of what I'm going to do for my talk. I'm going to play a little clip, not very long. But a little clip of my intro when I spoke first in Vegas for the CSPOA back on January 30th, 2012, literally 12 years ago, Sheriff. And I'm going to just play the intro to my talk because it lets everybody know how many sheriffs and how many people we had in the crowd that time. It also sets the stage for my discussion about the Southern Poverty Law Center and the dishonesty when they put me in front of Congress saying I'm the nexus of hate and anti-government in America. They've done that 2 years in a row, the congressional reports, and we're going to highlight what's been done since, and we're going to highlight where the Southern Poverty Law Center is. They've got one of their attorneys that's literally arrested for being involved in terrorist activity. They tried to say that they're for reporting purposes. The judge said, oh, no, you don't. And we're going to talk about who's really committed crimes and what's happened to the Southern Poverty Law Center in the last 12 years. They've been absolutely, completely discredited, Sheriff, and I'm going to put that in front of everybody at the conference, and then talk about, most importantly, the Constitution protects us if we let it. And we'll get into the details of that, but it matches one of the points in the Supreme Court case that was the sheriff's greatest 10th Amendment decision ever rendered. That's coming up at our conference, Sheriff.
I actually can't wait to hear you say that, talk about that. That sounds very intriguing. It's a very powerful statement, and it's a very power comes from a very powerful Supreme Court decision. And you're right. It's the most powerful 10th Amendment decision in the history of our country. It's one of the most powerful cases ever, and arguably in the last 50 years. It's one of the most freedom-enhancing decisions ever rendered by the United States Supreme Court in those 50 years. I
Amen.
would say it would be up in the, it would be very high of freedom enhancement. And this whole case saved the Second Amendment from the onslaught of the Handgun Control Incorporated organization, which now is called something else, Brady something or other. But regardless, the gun control fanatics and extremists lost huge because Brady Bills 2, 3, 4, and 5 were never came up again. Actually, number two was introduced by Howard Metzenbaum on March 14th, 1994, just 2 weeks after I filed my case. At that time, I was the only sheriff in the country doing this lawsuit. I was all alone. And Prince joined about a week or two later, and I was so thrilled that he did. I really, really was more than just concerned that I would be taken out somehow, either politically or even be killed if I was the only one doing this lawsuit. And my wife was really worried about that as well. She and I didn't trust the pro-gun movement, the pro-gun control movement. Or the Clinton establishment and the Clinton cabal. So I was thrilled when Prince joined, and then when five others joined, it was just I was elated. So
And with
anyway, this
God's
was
hand in
an
that, because
amazing
with
case.
those different sheriffs all filing in different jurisdictions, that's what allowed it to be continue all the way to the Supreme Court, by the way, right?
Yes, that's true. And so, because Prince and I lost at the Ninth Circuit, he and I were both in the same circuit there. And indeed, we were consolidated at that time into one case, and it was the Mack Prince case at that time. I was thrilled with the case. It's such a historic event, and
And
we
the
still
point
have
is, God's
sheriffs that shy
hand
away
is
from
in it,
this.
and he's still God's hand is in it today. Now, in my talk, "The Constitution Protects Us," the talk that I'm gonna play a little snippet from 12 years ago, and I'm doing that on purpose, was
Good, I want to
entitled
hear.
"The Miracle of America." That's what it was entitled 12 years ago, and I submit to you, the miracle of America still can be had if we, the people, stand up. But they're trying to destroy the miracle of America, Sheriff.
Yeah, they are. No
Uh-oh, is
kidding.
that something I'm doing?
No, it's
Or you?
a truck that came by my it sounds like a street sweeper going on in front of my
Wow.
house.
All right. Okay. Sounded like it was a audio problem on our half. Anyway, so
Yeah.
there's your two quotes, ladies and gentlemen. I want to remind everybody that our posse has been moved. Instead of being on Tuesdays midday, it's on Wednesday evenings now. And I want to make sure everybody remembers that. Spread the word, join the posse, CSPOA.org, become a member of the posse immediately. All right, Sheriff, for immediate release, CSPOA announces groundbreaking training and press conference at an event in Las Vegas at the Ahern Hotel. It's going to be April the 17th, all day long, with incredible speakers. CSPOA.org to sign up. The Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, Peace Officers Association, wow, CSPOA, is proud to announce an unprecedented gathering of American leaders, patriots, and constitutional advocates. What the goal? They're going to be at the Ahern Luxury Hotel in Las Vegas, an all-day event. It is going to be something. We're going to provide solutions, Sheriff. Is that press release on the screen?
Don't see it.
Let's get that on the screen.
Where, let's see,
Hunter will get that up.
where's our screen man? There it is. That's
Okay,
the
perfect.
no, that's the flyer.
Okay, good. Just show the flyer really quick. So the flyer highlights a lot of the details. We started out with
Scroll
a
up. Thank you.
flyer to spread the word and to
Thank
let
you,
some of
Hunter.
our people know about it. And now we've got a press release that we just sent out to the mainstream, Sheriff, Using
now
a press
that's up.
release
Yep.
company,
Okay. I'm
which
reading
means
that.
it's going viral. Why don't you go ahead and talk about some of the bullet points in here real quick?
Well, obviously, April 17th, and I keep worrying, Sam, that we're going to be working people too hard, going 8:30 in the morning till 9 o'clock at night, which means it'll probably go to 10 or later. But you know, because people are going to be hanging around, and the press corps that's going to be there is amazing. Sam, this is really something else, and I'm telling you, I'm really excited about it. I'm almost proud of it. And I think, yeah, I am proud of it. One of the biggest Russian news media outlets is going to be there. In fact, they've been trying to interview me for the last 4 months, but they said they wanted to go to one of our events. And I said, well, CSPOA is not sponsoring an event yet. We've been looking at doing one in Las Vegas again, because that's been our best response to all the stuff that we've ever done. So we haven't been to Vegas for a little over a year and a half when we did our press conference there last July 12th.
July 2022,
Yeah, so, or yeah, almost 2 years ago. So we scheduled this, and they were thrilled because they have some affiliate station, an affiliate station in the Las Vegas area. Yeah, they're not just in Russia. They have offices set up here. Russia Today is another Russia outlet that I interviewed with about 15 years ago in Washington, D.C. But this one's big. This one's has to be one of the biggest, if not the biggest, in Russia. He said he has 130 million viewership. And we're anxious to see something, folks. We're anxious to see if Russia treats us better than the mainstream, lamestream media here in the United States. So we're just really excited about it. And London is also sending a news agency. Australia has been calling me and talking to me about the event. And then CBS, ABC, and many others. We think Reuters will probably be back. They were there last time. Plus the local media in the Las Vegas area. So we're thinking that, Sam, this is going to be huge. And with the huge amount of speakers that we have, General Flynn, Steve Bannon, Mike Lindell, Patrick Byrne, Sam Bushman. And, you know, really, Sam, I think one of the best presentations is going to be the farmer, Jared Bosley from South Dakota, who fought against the local judge and the local government to protect his land from the Summit Carbonite Extraction Company. Anyway, I think I butchered their name a little bit, but I know they have Summit in it and something to do with extracting carbon. And the judge issued an order, a court order, for this man to allow these people onto his property. And this stupid judge, acting like this man's property belongs to the government or to other companies that just want to come in and say, we're going to pay you to use your land to extract carbon because this is necessary for climate change or global warming. And it's just so contrary to the fundamental beliefs that we have in America, that this man's property is his castle, it belongs to him, and he controls it. But once again, government corruption strikes an ugly blow, and he beat all of them. And he's going to tell his story. The other one is Sheriff Glenn Hamilton from New Mexico, how he stopped the shutdown by the state government in New Mexico. He stopped the shutdown of Caleb Cooper, Pastor Cooper's church. And this is going to be an amazing story.
Yeah, it's incredible, ladies and gentlemen. The people we have speaking on land rights, speaking on January the 6th and free speech rights, speaking on the border issues, speaking on how to solve the border problems. One of them will be a drone company. A drone operator that highlights that he's, you know, helping other nations control their borders with drones, and why we're not doing that in a meaningful way is beyond me. Sheriffs are now getting attacked over the border issues. We'll get into that and the cartels here in a minute. But we are going to have a barn burner event. I'm telling you right now, every time I turn around, the event gets bigger, Sheriff, to the point where I don't even know if it's going to hold us all.
Yeah, I hope we get thrown in that briar patch. And I think it is. It's the interest in this one seems to be five times more than our press conference back in 22. And I'm just, and we were planning for 250 then, and we got about 450 at that one. And so we're planning on 400 for this one. And I really think it's going to be standing room only, and people are going to be lined up out the door. So Ahern better be ready for it.
Amen. But the best way, ladies and gentlemen, is to get your pass, because that's what it's going to require to get the food. There will be a nice box lunch. And the reason it's a box lunch is because we've got so many speakers, we can hardly even break for lunch. So we want you to kind of grab your food and eat and watch. We just cannot waste a minute of time. We've got so many speakers on so many incredible topics. And, you know, in this, there will be hope. In this, there is solutions. You look at the Flynn documentary they're releasing about Michael Flynn. That'll be the next day where they do a premiere showing of that in Vegas. But, you know, realize that we can make a difference through filmmaking. We can make a difference through, you know, conferences like ours. Go to thelibertyconference.com. Yes. That's thelibertyconference.com to sign up now. But I bring this up because you can have conferences, you've got radio and TV and media, and we're starting to rival the mainstream press, though. When we hold press conferences like this and we record it and we then stream it live on Lindell TV and on Steve Bannon's network and all these different places, and we all record it and then we all take sound bites of it and promote those sound bites and talk about aspects of it and have the speeches and eventually have a platform where you can watch the speeches later and all these kind of things, it's going to be important. They can have their own narrative about what we say, but it's going to be almost impossible for them to blatantly lie like they've always done in the past, Sheriff. And this is critical. That's why we chose to say, we'll meet with you and we'll answer all your questions. We'll set up a press conference at our expense. We'll go ahead and answer all your questions. We'll do it transparently. We'll set up panels and experts.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're going to do this our way. And they've agreed to it, Sheriff. This is unprecedented.
Yeah. It really is. And to have international press involved in this event and to have the attention that we have from speakers and activists like Patrick Byrne and Mike Lindell and General Flynn, Steve Bannon is going to be doing his show live on stage and interviewing attorneys that are preparing to take an election fraud case to the United States Supreme Court. They're going to let us know what their case is based on and how powerful their case is. And then Sheriff Darlee from Michigan is going to be there talking about his 3-year long investigation. And he was way ahead of the curve on this. He is not stopping threats, all the death threats, all the attacks on him, the attempt to indict him. Failed, and it is astonishing the strength of character of this man to continue on dedicated to the principles of the proper role of government. And Sam, I still have a question I want to pose to the American people right now here on Brighteon TV. Can anyone, when you look at the proper role of government as described in the Declaration of Independence, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. Can anyone please tell me what the proper role of government purpose is for using computers? And I don't care if it's Dominion or whatever. I don't care what machine it is. Can you please tell me all the billions of dollars that have been spent on these machines nationwide, including the one in Las Vegas. I voted there once back in 2002, I think. I worked as a consultant there for a few months. The type of machine you vote with a credit card and you don't know, you can't verify any of it. Tell me, please, CNN, any of these reporters, Sarah Sidner, the liar from CNN, please tell me what government purpose is served? How are the American people served spending all those taxpayer dollars on these machines and that we actually use computers to tabulate votes? How does that serve the American people? And what is the proper role of government being fulfilled by using computers to vote?
Amen. So we're going to have a 2 hour plus focus on election integrity. And it's going to be a variety of things. It's going to be, number one, an update since we had our conference in July 2022. What have we done since then? I think the people deserve to know. When we ask for people to give us donations and, you know, we're going to focus on this issue, we want you to know what we've done with your money. What have we done? And we've worked with True the Vote. We've worked with Mike Lindell. We've worked with all kinds of people. Dar Leaf is going to show you really what he's been doing and what kind of roadblocks he's experienced. They arrested his attorney, by the way. They're so desperate now. We're going to highlight what efforts Mike Lindell has been making. Now they're taking Carrie Lake's court case to the Supreme Court, ladies and gentlemen. And I submit to you, if there's nothing there, how did it get all the way to the Supreme Court level, may I ask? To you mainstream press people who say there's nothing to it, you guys are all just in a fantasy land. Well, then how are we at the Supreme Court?
Dan, there is no evidence of any election fraud anywhere in America. Yeah.
Then my question would be, then how are we at the Supreme Court then? Answer, there's anomalies and problems that allow for appeal after appeal because there's substance there. And my next question for the mainstream press would be, if there's no election fraud of any kind, then why have the Democrats talked about election fraud? In fact, they're saying now, if a Democrat wins in November, Sheriff, that they will not even certify the vote.
Well, yeah.
Wow. What about calling the kettle black here, folks? This is projection like you wouldn't believe. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Hillary complained back in 2016 about the elections. And so, look, the mainstream press is caught lying. We're going to double down and have the attorneys that are taking that court case to the Supreme Court on stage with Steve Bannon to break it all down for you in a panel. It's going to be incredible. We're also going to have several different people there. We're going to have Mark Fincham. We're going to have Tina Peters. They'll be giving updates. We're going to have Patrick Byrne. He'll be giving an update. You know, Patrick Byrne has been on a lot of the inside of this meeting with Trump and everything else. And so he'll have some interesting details to say. We've got a lot cooking on this, Sheriff. But most importantly is this Supreme Court case. And then what else have we been doing since then? Well, Dar Leaf and several other sheriffs have been looking into this. Since we last met on this, Sheriff, we've got a California sheriff who not only highlighted election fraud, but convicted and arrested people, right?
Well, he arrested him. Convictions are not sheriff's purview, but he arrested him. He's been arraigned, and he's going to court. And that was a city councilman. I don't remember his name. I don't even remember the sheriff's name, but I did talk to him. Yep. And I congratulated him for this investigation.
Highlight that, right?
Exactly. But this is a good sheriff just doing his job. Wait, say that again.
People are saying to us, Sheriff, people are saying to us, hey, you guys have no proof and no evidence. And my response is, this sheriff literally arrested this guy. And now the prosecution is continuing. That's right.
Yes. Yeah,
so and, how do you
and
say
not only that,
no evidence?
The evidence.
How do you say
well,
that?
Well, the evidence was that 75 different people used that man's address to vote from his home. So they all gave his address. 75 ballots were harvested in this man's home from his home. And so he either hired a bunch of people or a bunch of people mistakenly used his address to show that's where they lived and they voted. And of course, it benefited him.
And the only thing they can say about this one, since there's literally already an arrest and evidence he's being arraigned and all that kind of stuff, the only thing they can say now is, well, that's just a tiny, tiny issue, Sam. That doesn't matter. And my response is, how many other issues are there in 3,000 counties where the other sheriffs have not investigated? How do we know it's not happening there?
Well, Sam, that's just the key. Well, that's a key statistic that you just said, and that is about six or seven sheriffs actually conducted in this country criminal investigations of voter fraud, at least over half of them came up with arrests and absolute irrefutable evidence like Schmeling did in Wisconsin. And he had at least six public officials that were part of cheating in nursing homes, actually having people vote for people who were invalids and not able to vote. And so some family members complained to the sheriff's office that their relatives voted and they were not physically capable of voting. And so Schmeling conducted an investigation and found that it was going on statewide in Wisconsin, that they were cheating and voting for people who were incapable of voting. And so,
I got a question.
I just went high up to public officials. Go ahead.
So here's my question. If we've got about six or seven sheriffs that have had the guts to investigate and over half of them have come back with pay dirt, if you extrapolate that to 3,000 counties, what do you think you might see?
A lot more arrests and a lot more evidence. And we already know that mountains of evidence exists. You and I have seen it personally, firsthand, from True the Vote.
That's right.
And
that's
true. And they have won lawsuits that have been filed against them. They are winning. People have tried to sue them, and they're winning. They put them in jail. And they got out because you and I and a few other people started screaming bloody murder about these illegal arrests on Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht. This is ridiculous. This is corruption at its highest. And then people keep trying to say there's no evidence of corruption. My goodness.
So I have a question for the mainstream press if we want to talk about evidence. Didn't Joe Biden and company, in other words, the administration, sue the great state of Arizona about illegals being able to vote, where Arizona tried to clamp down and say no illegals can vote, and the federal government, the Biden administration, sued the state of Arizona. Is that right?
I don't recall that, to be honest. I don't recall that.
Yeah. So you can all go look it up, and I'll find the headline for it here. But basically, so my question would be, if illegals aren't voting, why would Arizona be trying to stop illegals from voting? And why would the administration be suing the state of Arizona over that fact if it's not happening? Sheriff, I'm not very smart. I'm kind of dumb. I'm a little ignorant. Yeah. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. How come that's happening if it isn't real? If we made it all up and if it's just a whacked out frenzied conspiracy theory idea, then why is the general government suing the state of Arizona over the very issue we're bringing up?
Yeah,
you
well,
know why? Because they know.
Yeah, they know.
That's why.
Yeah, and Wisconsin's handing out driver's licenses, and so is California, to illegal aliens so that they can look legitimate when they go to register to vote. And of course, all these people want to vote Democrat because all the freebies the Democrats have been given, all the bribes that they give people to come here. They are trying to get these people here. They're offering them money. Credit cards worth that have $9,000 on them, debit cards that they can use with taxpayer dollars, and many of them are given free homes or free shelter, and also some of these people turn into squatters and go into people's homes, or go into homes that are for sale, and they break in and become part of that. Florida Governor DeSantis just signed a law saying that making squatting or squatters illegal. And so that really, what a sign of the time. You actually are breaking the law, and they had to make a law against that so that the police can actually have some teeth in going and removing these people from these homes. But others say,
right,
no,
Sheriff,
they can stay there as long as they want. Crazy.
All right. I just emailed you, Hunter, if you want to grab your email, and if you can put this article up on the screen, I'll brief you while he's grabbing that, because I gave him zero notice, but this is real-time, live, real information. When I make a claim, I want y'all to know that I know what I'm talking about a little bit, and I don't just make it all up. Headline says, Biden admin sues Arizona over law requiring proof of citizenship to vote in federal elections.
Amazing.
Yeah. Now, I want you to look at that on the screen. Go ahead and tell me when that's up. This is Fox News, people. All right. Yep. So that's what I'm talking about. Okay. Why, if there is no, there's nobody breaking the law. So that means there's no illegals voting, because illegals voting is against the law, Sheriff. But if nobody's breaking the law, why would Arizona want to make a law to double down and ensure that no illegals are voting? They want proof of citizenship first. And then why would the Biden administration sue the state of Arizona over something that's not existing? It's just a figment of your imagination, Sheriff.
Sam, there is no voter fraud in America. There's no evidence of voter fraud. So you can't try to extrapolate that to saying that there is, because Biden,
I can't even see even the came screen, out and said, but look at your screen, people. I can't see the screen, but look at your screen. What is happening with this? Why is there a lawsuit, and why is there a law in play in Arizona over something that's not even happening? Are they that derelict?
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
They're putting a law together for nothing, and they're suing over nothing?
But Sam, why would...
the back door with a suitcase, and you say, what do you got in that suitcase? And he says, nothing. And you go, you're running away with a suitcase full of nothing, and you open it up, and it's full of cash. I mean, what is happening here?
Well, they've gotten caught with the cash is what has happened, and it is really astonishing.
Oh, shoot.
The federal government is playing both sides on that. They must have found that conservative voters were coming in from Latin America into Arizona, so they had to sue to stop them from registering.
So
that's the only thing I can think of.
Do you think Arizona's not putting a law in place like that, and do you think that the federal government really didn't sue and that Fox just made up the story, Sheriff? Is that what kind of conspiracy we're talking about?
But I can't understand, because Biden couldn't have made that decision because he wants these people to get registered. So it's kind of strange that the Justice Department would have done that.
No, Biden made the decision to sue the state of Arizona to stop them from making a law that says illegals can't vote. They got to have proof of citizenship. Yeah. Arizona wants proof of citizenship to stop illegals from voting. And the Biden administration is saying, no, they don't need to have.
Well, say no, they don't have. Oh, God. Okay. I'm with you now.
Right.
Because Biden would just be saying they don't have to have identification.
That's right. Why would he say that?
Okay. I'm with you. Okay. I got it.
Why would he say that? And why would Arizona be trying to stop that? And why would there be a lawsuit if there's nothing to this? If it's just Sam Bushman whacked out on conspiracy theories, then why is there a law trying to be put in place in Arizona? And why is the Biden administration suing Arizona over this?
Well, Governor Hobbs
must have
been going to sleep.
I made it up.
Well, she totally supports the illegal aliens getting registered. So she probably had, well, there's other people. The legislature is mostly Republican, so they probably were going after that. And she would have vetoed it. So. But anyway,
all I know is there
all
is
the
an attempt by the folks in Arizona. All I know is there's an attempt in Arizona to stop illegals from voting, and they're doing it by saying you got to prove your citizenship before you can vote.
Right.
And all I know is that the administration is saying, no, we will sue you if you try to stop illegals from voting. That's what I know. So why would that be happening if it's not happening? I know I'm driving this point home more than needs to be, but I really want the press to understand. These are the kind of things that we've got to really discuss and put in their face. And that's what we're going to do
April
17th, Sheriff.
No, that's an amazing point. But you didn't answer it. I had this big, huge question about what is the proper role of using computers to tabulate votes?
There isn't one.
How can they answer that?
Well, what they will say is that it's more efficient, that it's faster. But see, all those lies have been debunked. The fact is, it's their avenue of fraud, and they know it. Just like illegals voting. It's their avenue of fraud. And so if you stop they don't know how they're going to win, Sheriff.
How does counting votes fast serve the American people?
It doesn't. Because I believe you can count faster by hand, Sheriff. You want to know why?
That's a simple answer. Yeah. All right.
I
Yeah, I
believe that you
mean,
can count faster by hand because you can have small groups in precincts and multiple counters. You'd only have to count 100 or 200 votes for team in most precincts. 4 or 5 teams could get it done, six
yeah.
teams maybe, a couple of hundred votes each. You could do it just as fast and much more reliably and transparently. The problem is that you take away their avenues of fraud. So if you say that illegals have to prove citizenship or they can't vote, then if you say, hey, you are going to go to paper ballots, their days of winning elections wholesale are over, Sheriff.
But Sam, there's something else about this. There's some other evidence. Every time there's a close election, Sam, that's within a percentage point or a half a percentage point, 0.5% that the election results were, what do they require? They require a recount through the same computers that tabulated in the first place. Every single time they come back different. Every single time. After the recount, now it shows that this person is ahead
Yeah, but
when
how
their
can that
opponent
be?
was ahead beforehand. I thought they
How can
were
that be? The recount should match, and if the recount doesn't match, there's fraud.
well, it shows something that's wrong. And if the computers are so accurate, why are they different every single time? Why would you even need to recount what was already 100% accurate? Doesn't make
And if
sense.
the computers can make it accurate, how would it come up with a different number? Right?
Well, that's what happens every time. Every
Yeah.
time. And what about
All
the
right,
two
there you
judges
have it.
back east,
Listen.
one in New Jersey? What the judge that
Yes.
nullified an election because of the election fraud? Oh, whoops. There couldn't be that because New Jersey doesn't have election fraud. They're one part of the states that do not have any election fraud.
Oh,
But a
good.
judge ruled differently.
Well, that judge is probably a conspiracy theorist, Sheriff. Maybe you got to him.
Well, yeah, he's probably a right-wing racist extremist.
Hater. Yeah. Hater. By
Yeah.
the way, at our event, we're going to have a pizza party. We want you to join. It'll be a literally one of my favorite things of all, gourmet pizza party with Italian. It's going to be killer good. Anyway, sign up. You can go to CSPOA.org and click on the link, or you can go to the libertyconference.com, click on the link. You've got to sign up. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be standing room only. That sucker's going to be packed. We got Wayne Allen Root speaking. We've got General Flynn speaking. We've got a whole panel with Steve Bannon and his show live. I mean, this thing is going to be epic, Sheriff. And we're really going on all the different talk shows we possibly can to promote this. I'm going to be joining Lance Migliaccio and George Ballantine on the Big MIG podcast on Wednesday evening. They're getting a huge following these days. TheBigMIG.com. I'm going to be on that show. I'm going to be on Alex Newman's show on Friday. You're going to be on a bunch of shows. We're promoting the heck out of it this week because next week it's time to fly, Sheriff, and meet in the great state of Nevada at the Ahern Luxury Hotel. And the problem is we're starting to run out of room, Sheriff.
Yeah, the hotel rooms are really getting full, even as
Let's
we speak.
go.
So yeah, absolutely. And it's a great spot. The Ahern is not a casino. They don't allow smoking or gambling, so it's a lot quieter. And
It's
we
got free
actually have it
parking
in
and a great
there.
place to park.
That's another thing. But the overflow might have to go someplace else because I don't think they're going to have enough parking for all of us. But we
Well, and
hope
it's going to be
so.
hard.
We know that that's going
It'll
to be
be
a
hard to
problem.
go somewhere else in Vegas because it's the National Association of Broadcasters convention on the same week. So it's going to be hard to get other hotel rooms, folks. So you better get on it and you better do it fast. TheLibertyConference.com or CSPOA.org. By the way, Sheriff, Joe Biden has a problem, and his problem is he breaks the law. And
Yeah,
nobody seems to care.
he's
Now,
been doing that for 40 years.
the mainstream press wants to attack you and I because they say you guys just say, the sheriffs can obey whatever laws they want to obey and they can reject whatever laws they want to. And we say, no, that's a lie. We do say there's discretion for law enforcement. And we do say that, hey, things that are not really laws, meaning if a governor makes an edict that's not a law, he's in the wrong branch of government to make law. That's the problem with the president's mandate that you carry out the Brady Bill as well. He's not a lawmaker. He doesn't have authority to do that, and we need to stop them when they do. But here's my point. How come the mainstream press attacks you and I complaining that, hey, we just pick and choose what laws we want to obey? Joe Biden, their very own, is doing the same thing, but with much less authority and much more consequences than, say, a given sheriff. And here's what I mean. That didn't stop us, Biden brags, about ignoring the Supreme Court on his effort to unilaterally shut down student debt. It's all at the Gateway Pundit, ladies and gentlemen. Christina Layla is the one that has this article up. And I want you just to watch how Joe Biden thumbs his nose at the checks and balances in America. And why do they complain when we say such things, when ours is based in law and fact? And when Joe Biden has been told no by the Supreme Court, the ones they say have the final say, in Joe's case, they've had the final say, and they say no. Joe doesn't even care. Here he is.
Tens of millions of people's debt was literally about to get canceled. But then some of my Republican friends and elected officials and special interests sued us, and the Supreme Court blocked us. But that didn't stop us. No, I mean it sincerely. We continue to find alternatives past to reduce student debt payments.
I think we need to play that in our conference, Sheriff. How come the mainstream press says you and I pick and choose what laws we want, and that there's no authority to do that? And then Joe just says the Supreme Court even shut us down. We got sued. We got stopped. But no, that didn't matter to us. We don't care. Isn't that what he's saying?
Well, of course it is.
How does that work with all these clowns in the media?
He only cares if he wins, Sam. And that's really amazing, because we did win at the Supreme Court. And people won't enforce our decision either. many sheriffs are so afraid to read this decision because they might have to actually enforce it. And so our decision really plays into this as well. But Biden and the national press, again, Sam, I said this through the Obama administration on your show just about every other week, is that if the national press is on your side, you can get away with murder. And obviously the Clintons have been part of that and have benefited from that. But Biden as well. So he's talking about, Sam, let's call this what it is. He's using bribes with taxpayer dollars to give money back to people who got loans from the government that were illegal in the first place. The government is not supposed to be in the student loan business, but they just assume that so they can help people that they have no authority to be helping in the first place, and then they give that money to the students who want to go to school, and then these students don't want to pay it back. And so Biden now is wanting, because that's an age group where he is hurting in the polls, so now he's giving them bribes of taxpayer dollars against the ruling of the U.S. Supreme Court. There couldn't be too much so lawless. But this man is part of the culture of corruption of Washington, D.C. He's the main cog in all of that. And so he doesn't care. You could tell he was proud.
Well, he better care.
Right, with your money.
Hold on. Shouldn't he be arrested, though, for literally thumb his nose at and violating the Supreme Court's decision? Isn't that impeachable?
Obviously, that's an impeachment offense, and giving money that he is not authorized to give. Congress controls the purse strings, not the president. And this is all very, very illegal. And if Johnson wants to do something against to impeach him, well, first of all, the Democrats, there's not going to be one Democrat that will vote to impeach Joe Biden.
And shame, hold on, so, and shame on them, because they, along with the mainstream press, are attacking us over this very issue, right, Sheriff?
Oh, of course.
That's why we've got to put this issue in their face. What are you talking about?
Absolutely, let's do it. Yeah.
All right. Final story before the end of the hour that I need you to respond to, Sheriff, is this. cartels are taking over U.S. land, threatening authorities. Josh Phillip over at Crossroads and the Epoch Times bring this story out. The Mexican drug cartels are gaining control of U.S. territory while authorities try to take back Arizona. And the Arizona soil ran by the drug cartels. And now the Mexican organized crime groups are making threats against sheriffs, border agents, and even their families. So when Joe tells you there's no problem on the border, what about all the threats to our sheriffs on the border and to the Border Patrol agents and to their families by these drug cartels taking over United States land, Sheriff?
Yeah, pretty astonishing. And it is really sad that we've come to this, but this is just another nail in the corruption coffin. Not that anything's going to happen to these corrupt politicians, but the nail in the coffin is simply this: to America, because of the treason and the lack of dedication to the law that this present administration has complete disdain for, that they don't have to, Sam. And it's so obvious when Biden is talking and doing the things that are so corrupt, and when he and his administration lie, and it is just so astonishing that they get away with this stuff. And now what are they doing to protect these sheriffs? Well, nothing. And the families. But I will say, Joe Biden is not the first to do this, but then Sheriff Joe Arpaio was taking a strong stand against the Obama administration when he was sheriff because of these similar things. And the cartels put out a hit on Sheriff Arpaio. So we're grateful that it never got fulfilled. But so I'm hoping that this is just more of the same, that it's a bunch of empty threats from the cartels, but obviously they are capable of fulfilling these, but they never tried to fulfill it with Sheriff Arpaio, which I'm so grateful for.
Amen. And now, though, the problem, if one of the sheriffs does die, it'll really be part of the blood will be on the hands of the administration, which is preventing us from securing our border, right?
Of course, Sam. And there, even the mainstream press recognize what the cartels are doing at the border, and that the cartels, I was just talking to one of the reporters yesterday that's coming to our event. And I told her, I said, you have to know that the cartels are in charge of the border. She goes, oh yeah, we've done a story about that. And so I said, well, then why aren't we really going after this administration for this kind of treason? And so Sam, even the mainstream press is starting to recognize when you get hit bold in the face like that with the truth, even some of these lamestream media cannot ignore it. And
amen. And for any of the reporters,
that's what we hope to achieve at the event too.
For any of the reporters that are lying, I suggest they go down and open their mouth on the border and see what happens. If it's not a problem, you head down on the border and open your mouth and start filming and doing all this publicly, and you see what happens to you. I'm not issuing a threat. I'm just merely saying it's a dangerous place, and they know it. Therefore, they won't do it. It reminds me, as we end, of a column written by our dear friend David Kapilian over at WND.com. He says this: welcome to opposite land. In 2024, Democrats live in a, quote, parallel universe where up is down, black is white, and evil is good. Incredible column highlighting what we're dealing with. And we're going to expose all that at our conference on April the 17th in Las Vegas at the Ahern Hotel. TheLibertyConference.com is where you can sign up immediately, or go to CSPOA.org. You can sign up for that. You can get Flynn tickets to the Flynn movie as well. You can also sign up and become a member of the posse. It's all available now. And I'm telling you right now, now is the time to donate to us, because every penny will help us with our press releases, which we just released an incredible press release. It helps us deal with all the expenses of this event, but we're taking on the mainstream press like never before in 24, Sheriff.
Yes, Sam, that's true. And I want everyone to know that the backdrop of this whole entire conference, this long day that we're going to put everybody through, and all of you are welcome. I hope you'll come because the backdrop is we're going to be focused on solutions and actionable purposes and a united purpose for all of us to take action. Instead of, don't come up and pat me on the back and say, this was a great conference. Say, I'm going to get to work and I'm going to get to work with local officials to restore liberty.
Local is the key. Precincts are the answer. Vote by hand, same day voting, accountability under the penalty of perjury for election totals, and more are the answers. And we're going to dig in. Check it out. Sign up today, thelibertyconference.com. For the good Sheriff Richard Mack and Sam Bushman, God save the Republic of the United States of America.
The preceding show was sponsored by.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off, with America surrendering to terrorists. Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I am Sam Bushman. What an incredible hour with the good Sheriff Richard Mack. Sheriff Mack on your radio and TV, ladies and gentlemen. This was a broadcast simulcast with Brighty on TV and Liberty Roundtable Live Radio. So we're on Brighty on radio, Brighty on TV, on the Loving Liberty Radio Network. I mean, we're syndicated everywhere. The podcast after the live show is available on so many different services, it's not even funny. We are taking on the mainstream press like never before. I'm telling you right now, we are doubling down in 2024. Okay, we issued our press release, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association press release. And it's going to be everywhere. If you want to come to our event, we'd love to have you. TheLibertyConference.com or CSPOA.org. If you go to CSPOA, you can see the flyer and click on Get General Flynn Tickets. You can click on our sign-up sheet to get involved. Anyway, there's just more and more information available there every day. So become part of the posse if you can. Get involved in any way possible. Any donations, if you can't make it, please donate. Every penny will make an incredible difference. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. All I can tell you is, man, there's so much going on in the news, and we want to keep you abreast of all of it. That's why Liberty Roundtable Live is 6 days a week, 2 hours a day. And then we do shorts on TV as well. Thanks for being alongside. Loving Liberty www.thegloboldollar.net. Check out our nationally syndicated partner, spread the word, incredible talk shows and more, all available at lovingliberty.net. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.